السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. What is a holistic educational model, an integrated educational approach? Is it to test children? Is it to teach them, to instruct them towards standardized testing? Do the results of standardized testing offer an organic input or output into our future, into the future of our children, into the future of this ummah, into the future of this nation, of this society? Do children who are taught to the test do better in life as those who are taught organically, who are taught to the skills, targeted, that is for skills, to problem solve, to approach a curriculum that is custom made? And that is not to go against the curriculum that exists, but what people need to understand that within curriculum, there's flexibility. The curriculum developers, the theorists who have developed the learning approaches, the learning philosophies of education, and what have been built on, which are the curriculum that today are being followed all over the world, allow for a certain amount of flexibility within the system. The educators, the experts, are given that professional judgment because they've gone to school, they've studied that, and they know how to approach. The best way I can tell you is that an engineer is given the set of rules, regulations, they study physics, mathematics, and so on, and then they apply their input within these rules and regulations, laws, of how to create, how to develop, how to customize based on the need, based on the assessment of the location. If it's a civil engineer, they build based on the land, the ground that they are supposed to target, and so on. There's so many factors that are involved. Hence, an educator does the same thing. An educator takes those rules and regulations and applies them and adds certain elements and aspects to them so that they make sure that the output of this project is effective, has impact, and creates the best outcome ever. Stakeholders are involved in sitting and customizing and looking at what is best for this child, and how do we take this curriculum, and how do we create a timeline, which university do we target, what's the best fit for this child based on their skills, based on their likes, their loves, which is very, very important, and a lot of people ignore, and hence these children go into the world without a love and a passion for what they do. And it impacts society because they'll be faced with certain times in their lives where they have to make a choice, a decision. And because they didn't really love what they've done, they didn't really internalize, they just memorized, just regurgitated everything to the test, and they didn't really internalize what they learned, they won't be able to solve their problem. And this can sometimes have huge impact on society, even in some cases, in some certain positions, such as the medical field, engineering, you name it, it might cost the lives of people. And it happened, and that's what we call malpractice. Malpractice is what? It's the inability to apply certain knowledge and to solve a problem when it comes and arrives to you. And instead of saying, I don't know, or this is not right, people just do it, and then they do it wrong. And hence, we want to do the opposite. We want to do it the right way. An integrated curriculum, a holistic approach that is custom made, not in the fact that we're just going to take from here and there. No, custom made, taking it and make it fit to the individual. Make it in such a way that it will bring the best out of this child. Not that, okay, what's the age? What's the grade? No, it's that what fits at that time. So that this child will develop in a natural way, will be, yes, pushed, yes, encouraged, but this child will come up with the best, a comprehensive personality that will be able to face the challenges of the 21st century. But the way a curriculum works, the application of a curriculum, the way it works is that it's based on assessment. You need to know who. That's the first condition of designing a curriculum. Is what? Is not whether it's American or British, whether it's a Cambridge or whether it's any other. No, it's who are you trying to target with this curriculum? If you don't know the who, then the what doesn't matter. The why doesn't matter. You need to know who is this, who is your audience, who are they, and that they have so many differences, that there's so many different personalities and so many different outlooks on life, and that you have to basically target that, make them understand, make them, to inculcate into them this love and passion for what they are learning. And it's not just memorization. I take you back to the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who, yes, encouraged, and we are a nation, an ummah of memorization. The Quran is memorized, the hadith are memorized, knowledge is memorized. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to always contextualize it. And hence, when we study his seerah, we find that he is outside in the market, that he is outside on the battlefield, that he's outside with Sahaba, and he's contextualizing the knowledge and teaching them how to solve problems. They were people of action. They were people who had active learning, training, and not just classroom, curriculum, papers, documents. Make sure that you're on the dot, by the ear, by the grade, by so on. Hence, I believe what we are doing here, it's based on research, it's based on assessment, it's based on professional development, it's based on a 360 degree analysis of the situation. And when we move to, yes, only part of it, only memorization, we forgot application. Only theory, we forgot contextualization, application of knowledge. Then the ummah went back. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ. Do you believe in part of the book and you disbelieve in other? Now, this statement can be applied to picking and choosing, can be applied to doing only half a job, can be applied to many, many things. It's a golden statement. It is one of the most important statements because it shows that Islam has to be comprehensive. The individual has to be comprehensive. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to target the skills of the Sahaba and used to pick the right person that is fit for the right job, and used to even change the way he speaks, the way he behaves, so that the people, a certain person, individual, after they're assessing them, that he can reach out to him, he can make him or her understand what he's trying to say, and more than that, to internalize that message, that educational process that was, of course, divine from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do they want? What do they want? People say, well, they don't know what they want. That is not true. Not at this age or at grade 8, grade 9. They do know what they want. They have aspirations. They have dreams. And sometimes we tend to shut them down. And because of that, we put a block in their development. And because nothing is, you know, if it's not haram, we don't actually have the right to put a block in their development. We need to encourage them. They might not be or fulfill the dreams that we had. So, and we have to be very careful with that, because that is not our right for them to fulfill our dreams. They have their right to fulfill their dreams. As long as they are halal, this is very important. This is, we are open for suggestions, of course. We are open for discussions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless and guide this endeavor. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.